And I think, therefore, it begs some questions about how we organise the approach to training, particularly in the specialised areas of cancer surgery, where we, I've already shown you, have got to show our results are very good. There is a competitive world there. My feeling is that everybody who's a surgical trainee should understand the principles of cancer, be it from the point of view of tumour biology, the interrelationship of adjuvant treatments. But I think there should probably be multidisciplinary specific training programmes so that those who wish to pursue these sorts of options are selected into those programmes. And they can do that by undertaking fellowships. It means that not everybody who wishes to be a specialist is going to necessarily have that opportunity. And increasingly, the way in which the health service is going is that the view from the Department of Health is that we do not need too many subspecialists. We need people who can do the generalism. Now, I feel that the pendulum's got, as I say, gone too far to the subspecialist route, and we should be beginning to bring it back. Because of the evidence suggesting that many trainees are not happy at the end of their training, they can cope with being specialists, I think the fellowship process is going to be a way forward of trying to address that. But I do feel very strongly that we can't do this in isolation. I think that the manpower issues that we have to face, all stakeholders, ASIT, the professional organisations, the training governance organisations, need to recognise that and get together better than they have done hitherto.